written on the board, the burden the Lord put on my heart to share this morning into the deep. If you will turn with me to Luke in the 5th chapter, begin reading with verse 3, speaking of Christ. And it said, He entered into one of the ships, which was Simon's, and prayed him that he would thrust out a little from the land. And he sat down and taught the people out of the ship. And when he had left speaking, he said unto Simon, Launch out into the deep, and let down your nets for a draught. And Simon answering said, Master, we have toiled all night, and have taken nothing. Nevertheless, at thy word, I will let down the net. And when they had this done, they enclosed a great multitude of fishes, and their net brake. That is a beautiful story. I want us to keep in mind here that Simon, that these brothers had been fishing. They hadn't caught anything. And these were not novice fishermen. If I were out fishing and someone said, now, Michael, you need to go and fish somewhere else or move down a little bit or go out a little bit deeper, I'm not an expert, so I would take instruction from that. But these men knew what they were doing. They did this for a living. They knew the conditions. They knew where the fish were going to be, when they were going to be there. And so they had already tried and done everything that was possible. But Jesus told them, He said, launch out into the deep. In other words, get away from the shore. I want you to go out further than what you are right now. And they said, we've already tried this and it didn't work. But nevertheless, in spite of what we have done that didn't work, at thy word, I'm going to let down the nets. And you know it said when they had done what Jesus said, they enclosed a great multitude of fish and their net broke. In other words, the blessings were just overflowing. Folks, if they would have let down their nets right where they were and said, well, Lord, you know, if you want us to, we'll drop our nets again out of obligation to kind of just let you know we heard what you said. They would not have got fish, but they did what Jesus said when He said, launch out. And when I think about launching out, and I know it doesn't matter whether they rowed slowly or quickly, but when I think about launching something, I think about immediate, quick movement. We're going to launch. We're going to get out. Launching the boat is just something there was concerted effort and diligence to do this. So Jesus said, launch out into the deep. In the deep was where the blessings were found. And this morning in all of our lives, we're going to find greater blessings when we get into the deep things of God. And I want to encourage us this morning, wherever you are spiritually, I want to encourage you to get into the deep end this morning. I want to encourage you to launch out into the deep. God has greater blessings for all of us in our life than what we're experiencing this morning. I believe that the Lord has more for us to learn. He has more for us to do. But we're going to have to, even if we've been trying, the Lord wants us to launch out and say, Lord, I want to get closer to You. I want to get deeper in the things of God. The definition of deep is something that extends beyond the surface. It's opposed to something being shallow. It's not shallow, but we're getting in to where there's depth to this thing. It's not superficial. Something else about something being deep is it's hidden. If you're going to get somewhere in the deep things, you're getting to something that's not obvious. You know, in Sunday school this morning, we talked about friendship. You know, there's a difference between being an acquaintance with someone and being a friend with someone. And there are qualities and attributes that a good friend will have as opposed to just someone that's either not a good friend or an acquaintance. Part of it has to do with the depth of the friendship. The deeper you get in a friendship, the closer, the more trust there is, isn't there? There's more trust there. There's more companionship there. There's more communion there. There's more unity there. Well, with God, it's the same way. The Lord wants our living for Him to be more than a surface relationship. But this morning, I'm finding there are too many, I'll say Christians rather than saints. You define that how you will. But there are too many Christians that have a surface relationship with God. It's a surface relationship. They will go so far with the Lord and do certain things, but there's no depth there. Folks, the greatest blessings in serving the Lord are going to be when we go into the deep end with God. And very few people are willing to get in the deep things of God. It's the generation that we're living in. Spiritually, when you are in the shallow end, spiritually things start getting a little bit stagnant. Things aren't quite as fresh, but when you get in the deep, you have potential for greater freshness. There comes a time, folks, to go out into the deep when you find there's little fish, there's little joy. You've been in a rut spiritually. It is time to launch out into the deep. The Lord has some more blessings. God is a God of depth. And I'll give just a couple of scriptures. David was musing on this very subject about God. Psalms 36 and 6. He said, "The righteous is like thy righteousness. The righteousness of God is like the great mountains. Thy judgments are a great deep." In other words, they're not obvious. The judgments of God, folks, there's depth to them. It's below the surface. And he said, "O Lord, thou preservest man and beast." Deep here means it was talking about the abyss and the void that was in the very beginning. You remember the scripture in Genesis 1 when it said the earth was without form and void and darkness was upon the face of the deep. In other words, everything wasn't totally shaped yet, but it said the Spirit of God moved across. And you know, out of that depth, the Lord created something beautiful. But I want the Spirit of the Lord to move across us. But folks, there are things that we limit the Spirit of God moving in our life if we're not willing to get into the deep. Because God is a God of depth. He's not interested in surface relationships. He had that in the Old Testament. He had people that offered sacrifices. He had people that had a fleshly form of worship. And the Lord, it got to the place God says, "I'm not interested. I'm not interested. Forget your sacrifices and forget your playing on your instruments like David did. It means nothing to me. It stinks to my nostrils." In other words, it's not doing a thing to me. He wanted a depth of relationship that sacrifices could not bring, that the entertainment and music of instruments could not bring. He wanted people to commune with Him from the depth of their heart. And today, that's the only acceptable worship, is what comes from the depth of our heart. But many people are settling. Folks, I want to point something out. It is a surface relationship to say, "Well, I'm going to dress modestly, and I'm not going to go here, and I don't have a TV in my home, and so that's my relationship with God. I don't do this, and I don't do that, and I dress modestly." That's good. These things you ought to have done, but those things don't save us. The carnal man can do those things. The carnal man can dress modestly. The carnal man can get rid of their television. The Lord wants something that's deeper than that this morning. He wants communion with you. That the reason I dress modestly, the reason I don't have a television, the reason I don't, is because I've got into the deep with God and I've got a communion and a relationship with Him that I don't want anything else to interfere with that relationship. So it has to do with motivation now. But it is a surface thing, and when people don't have the depth of relationship, it's why these surface things that the Bible teaches, don't misunderstand me, it's why they so quickly depart from people in this generation. It means nothing. Oh, immodesty, the entertainments of the world, it really doesn't matter. I profess Christ. It matters. But what matters more than the things are the motivation behind the things. Go out, get into the deep. Get into the depth of where God is. David, in Psalms 92 and 5, was musing a little bit more. And he said, "O Lord, how great are thy works, and thy thoughts are very deep." What did he mean? If you tell someone your thoughts are deep, it means it's not just on the surface. You've got to get down below. David was overwhelmed when you study that passage. He was overwhelmed with the incomprehensible nature of who God is and what He wants to be. There is a vastness and a greatness that we cannot totally comprehend. We are limited in our understanding. The Scripture also says His ways are above our ways. His thoughts are above our thoughts. So Lord, how can I launch into the deep? Turn with me, if you will, to 1 Corinthians in the second chapter. 1 Corinthians chapter 2. We'll begin reading with verse 9. And there are so many messages that can be preached on this one little passage, but we're gonna take a quick walk through it. The ninth verse, he said, as it is written, I hath not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them that love Him. We say, so we can't know, we can't see. This was a reference to a prophecy in Isaiah. Alright, Isaiah 64:4. It was pointing back when the prophets prophesied of the Messiah. The prophets told about salvation, but eye hath not seen nor ear heard. We don't comprehend what this salvation is going to be. We can just tell you what God has inspired us with, but let's read on. He said, but God hath revealed them unto us by His Spirit. Thank the Lord, there was a time that mankind was not able to launch into the deep. They couldn't enter into that close depth of relationship with God. And all they could do was to imagine and try to think, what might it be? But Paul said, it has been revealed unto us by His Spirit. For the Spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God. If we want to launch out in the deep, it's going to take the moving of the Spirit of the Lord in our life. Folks, it's why it's imperative, young people, it is imperative that you be filled with the power of the Holy Spirit. We are living in a generation, if you don't get into the deep things of God, you will not make it. People used to say, well, I'm saved, I haven't quite got sanctified or filled with the Holy Spirit as the Scripture teaches it. I haven't been filled with the Spirit, and I'll just kind of take my time. In this generation, the powers and influences are getting so strong. If you stay in a shallow condition, there's going to come a time that the storms of life are going to blow you off course and you're going to miss it. We need the Spirit of the Lord because it's the Spirit that reveals the deep things of God. When people say, why do you do this? Well, my church has taught it this way, and I live a little bit longer, and I don't have the Spirit of God working in my life, and I haven't gotten into the deep things of God. And then it's, well, you know, those things really don't matter. It's just tradition, and we see people letting these things go. We see congregations letting these things go. What does the next generation hold? We need to get into the deep things of God and have understanding of why the Scripture teaches what it does and how it affects the relationship that we have with God. Verse 11, for what man knoweth the things of a man save the Spirit which is in him? Even so the things of God knoweth no man but the Spirit of God. Now we have received not, now listen, we have received not the Spirit of the world, but the Spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given unto us of God, which things also we speak not in the words which men's wisdom teacheth, but which the Holy Ghost teacheth, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness with him. Neither can he know them because they're spiritually discerned. Folks, we need to launch out into the deep this morning. There are things that the natural man cannot comprehend because we're down here and God is up here. And He's a God of depth. But through the Spirit, we can launch into the deep and begin to have understanding and comprehension of God's will for our life, God's ways for us, and in essence, God's plan, not only of salvation, but folks, how it affects each one of us individually. But we're not going to find that staying on the surface. The natural man receiveth not the things of God. Paul spoke to the church at Corinth, 1 Corinthians 1, and he said, I speak unto you, not as unto spiritual, but as unto carnal. In other words, this was the congregation. How do you think that would go over today? We write a letter to certain congregations. Maybe, I hope it's not Springfield. What if we got a letter from someone, from another minister, and said, I write unto you not as spiritual, but as unto carnal? What would we think about that? Folks, we need to have the Spirit of the Lord that we can begin to understand the depth of the life that God has for us. We are only going to be received just like when Jesus said, launch out into the deep. That's where they found the blessings. People stay in the shallow and say, well, there's not a lot of fish. I don't really know that there's a whole lot to this. Launch out into the deep. Have you consecrated your life completely to the Lord? Have you given up those things that you've been kind of holding on, staying close to shore? Have you been willing to fling yourself, as the songwriter said, I fling myself recklessly out, what, on the infinite will of God? Are we willing to do that this morning when we will cast ourselves out? It's really not reckless. In the flesh it is. It doesn't make sense. Men's wisdom would say, don't do that. But the Spirit of the Lord, we can trust Him. And if you want greater blessings in your life, launch out into the deep. Be willing to give yourself fully to the Lord and you will begin to catch more fish. The life will be greater. There'll be more blessings there. Think about Daniel that the Lord revealed to him. He talked about that God was the revealer of secret things. And Daniel said, He hath given me knowledge. He hath let me know those secret things. You know, the Lord wants to let us know these deep things of God as well this morning. These things were not given to the world. This is not about men's wisdom. This is about what the Holy Spirit can enlighten our understanding. You can't expect carnal people to understand holy living. Have you ever tried to explain holy living on certain things to people that aren't saved and have no understanding? You don't have to do that. It doesn't make sense. But when you begin to launch out into the deep, you begin to recognize the connection with God. The deeper you get, the more understanding, the more communication you have with God, the more you understand who He is and what He wants. And just like with relationships with people, the more you get to know them, the more you start understanding them, and the more choices you have, the decisions. Is it worth it or is it not? Is it worth it to pursue this relationship or not? Is it worth it to pursue this friendship, young people? What about with God? I can tell you with God, it is worth pursuing. But it's going to come at getting away from the shore. You know, I kind of want both worlds. There are some people that don't like to get out in the water, so they just stay close to the shore. You miss out. You miss out. Launch out. Get out there in spiritual things. Don't, young people, don't be afraid to be spiritual. So I don't want to be known as one of the... No, I didn't say self-righteous. I said spiritual. I don't care for self-righteous attitudes either. You know, but there's a difference between self-righteousness and righteousness and spirituality. I want to encourage you all, strive to be spiritual. That's scriptural. Strive to be spiritual. Launch out in the deep. Get closer to God than what you've ever gotten before. Don't be afraid of it. Oh, the scripture says in Matthew 13:44, said the kingdom of heaven is like unto treasure hid in a field. In other words, it wasn't on the surface. It was hid. That's what the kingdom of heaven is like. Said when a man findeth it, he hideth. And for joy thereof goeth and selleth all that he hath and buyeth that field. Do you know this is not just the man finding a gold nugget? Like think about people that used to go search for gold and they'd find some gold nuggets and they'd start panning for gold and they'd find some flakes and, but pretty soon there are stories of people where it dried up. Can't find any more. So they think, well, it's worthless and they sell it and someone else comes in. And drives a shaft. gets down deep in that ground and discovers untold wealth. You know, that's what it's like in serving the Lord this morning. If you stay on the surface somewhere along the line, your relationship with God is going to begin to stagnate. You're going to start losing the joy. You're going to lose the inspiration. And that's when we are more prone to give in to temptations of this world. Because I'm not really finding a lot of fulfillment. Dig down deep. And the deeper you dig into the deep, the deeper you get, the more joy, the more richness of His salvation you'll find. Folks, oh, that Romans 11:33, oh, the depth of the riches, both of the wisdom and knowledge of God. How unsearchable are His judgments and His ways past finding out. I'm never going to get all of the wealth that the Lord has, but the deeper we dig, folks, the more we get. Get beyond the surface. Seek for spiritual understanding. Folks, we live in a generation, I know I'm repeating that, but we live in a time people are not giving themselves to the study of the Word of God. Our generation doesn't like to read anymore. They want to see a headline. They don't read. And my question is, if we as God's people stop studying the Word of God, how are we going to understand the depth of the riches of God? What will happen to us is we will become just a traditional group because no one's going to know why we're doing what we're doing. And then pretty soon we're starting to lose it. And that is starting to happen already. It's happening. What's the answer? Launch out into the deep. Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed. Rightly dividing the word of truth. Too many people don't even know the truth and know how to divide it to begin with. We're going to have to read and study, folks. A headline is not enough. But get into the depth of the word of God. Brother Porter used to say there's honey in the rock. Folks, there's honey in the rock this morning if you'll get into the depth of His word. Why is it important to get deep? You know what happens to trees that don't have a deep root system? Storm comes along, blows them over. There's nothing anchored. There's nothing secured. But you find a tree that has a deep root system, it's down in there, finds nourishment. There was a man who's a minister that had visited an orange grove where they had an irrigation pump. And the pump had broken. And the season was, it was dry, it was hot, and the trees were actually dying because of lack of water. And so the guy giving a little tour, he showed him the trees and they were dying of lack of water. He said, now I want you to come see my orchard. And he took the man over to see his orchard and he said, my trees can go another 2 weeks without rain. He said, because when they were young, he said, I frequently kept water from them. And it caused the roots to have to deepen down. He said, so these trees have deeper roots. They're getting down, they're drawing water from deep down into the ground. They survive when others die. Folks, spiritually, get into the deep. If you stay surface, you will dry up and you will die. But the deeper the roots get, you'll find more water. You'll find more nourishment. It's the same thing with water wells. Surface water gets contaminated. Happened recently in Kenya. Lots of people in the area got cholera and typhoid. Some of them died because they were drinking contaminated water. When you have a well, if it's just a shallow well, you can still get sick. But when you deepen the well and get down to that fresh flowing water underground, folks, you can drink that water because it's pure. If we stay shallow in the things of God, the surface water of this world is going to contaminate what you have with God. So we've got to dig down. We've got to get down a little bit deeper. And when the well dries up on the surface, we have at the mission house in Ghana right now, we have a situation. The well's dried up. It's dried up. And so now we're going to have someone come in to dig deeper, to hit the water, hit the water table. Folks, for a while we can make it, but we're living in some pretty dry conditions in this world. I want to encourage you to deepen down. Swimming. You know what the novice does when you get in the swimming pool? Stays in the shallow water. I'm not going to come and take someone that's a novice and throw them in the deep end. But I'll tell you what, after a while, come along and say, you know what, it's time. Some people always want to be able to touch bottom. But you know, until you're willing to launch out, you're probably not going to be able to learn to swim real well. You're going to have to get out in the deep. You're going to have to start working at this thing. Well, folks, there comes a time for us spiritual. The Lord wants us to get out in the deep. And unfortunately, there's too many people that are just on the edge of the swimming pool, the spiritual swimming pool. They're just staying on the edges. And we find very few people, as Peter, saying, Lord, if that's you, call me to come out to you. And Jesus said, come on, get out of the boat. Peter got out in the boat and he launched, walking on the water in the deep. Did he have some trials with that? Yes, he started to sink. But it was an issue of faith. The others didn't have enough faith to get out of the boat. I commend Peter for what he did. Folks, we need to get out of the boat. Too many of us are staying in the boat, and we need to launch out and say, Lord, according to your word, it's not what I see with my earthly eyes and what I understand with my earthly mind, but Lord, in the spirit, I'm going to obey you, and I want to get deeper in the things of God. Isn't that what Abraham did? By faith, Hebrews 11:8. By faith, Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he should after receive an inheritance, obeyed and went out not knowing whither he went. He launched out. Lord, I can't understand everything. Everything's not lining up. But Lord, according to your word. Anybody willing to launch out in the deep? Has the Lord been calling for something in your life? Is there anyone here this morning that you know the Spirit of the Lord has been calling you to something, but yet because of your struggles and you don't quite understand, you don't know what to do? You will not go wrong by obeying the Spirit of the Lord. Launch out into the deep, folks, and the blessings will be there. Well, same thing when Jesus talked about the wise man. Remember what the wise man did? Said he built his house upon a rock. But I think it's interesting, the account of Luke, it said, he is like a man which built a house and digged deep and laid a foundation. Why did he dig deep? He dug deep to get on solid rock that would not be moved, that the foundation would be stable. I'd ask us this morning, what's the condition of our spiritual house? Say, well, I'm saved, that's wonderful, have you dug deep? You know, you can go in, folks, after you pour a foundation. It's work, but you can do it, and you can put piers in underneath it. You're going to shore this thing up. It's been sagging. It's starting to sink a little bit. You get in there, and you dig down into the ground deep until you hit the hard rock, something solid, and you put in a pier and jack that thing up. You know, there are some spiritual houses that are sagging this morning that need to be jacked up. Get down deep in the things of God. Well, Scripture says over in Ephesians 3:17, talking about Christ, that He may dwell in your hearts by faith, that ye being rooted and grounded in love may be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth and length and depth and height, and to know the love of Christ which passeth knowledge, that you might be filled with all the fullness of God. Want to be full of the fullness of God this morning? Launch out into the deep. Get into the deep things. Jesus said in Matthew 5:6, He said, blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness. And what was the promise? He said, for they shall be filled. This morning, if there is a desire, God will fill your desire. My prayer and desire for myself and for all of us this morning is, Lord, help us to get into the deep. We see people falling away. We see people compromising truth. We see people letting down. We see people in a rut. I'm seeing too much liberalism and too much self-righteousness, saints. I'm talking to you as your pastor now. There are many that are, some of them are compromising truth, and you get this offshoot that starts to get self-righteous. It's not the answer, folks. One pulls this way and one pulls that way. No, get down deep. Don't go to the left or the right. Deepen down in the things of God that you would be steady and consistent and full of the love of God. This is where the blessings are. Lord, help us at Thy Word to launch out and get into the deep that we would have a net full of fish that then we might be able to share with others around us that are hungry. Amen.